A New Start for the Wrens. The Wrens, Book 1, written by Vicky Beebe and read by Bethan Rose Young.
You're not going out in those, are you?
Iris's heart sank at her mother's scathing tones. She paused, dropping the hand from her coat, which she had been about to pull on. Letitia Tredick had emerged from the drawing room before Iris was able to make her escape, and now pointed at the high-waisted, wide-legged trousers Iris had slaved over for hours, modelling them on a pair she'd seen in Vogue. What's wrong with them? In her opinion, they were the height of elegance, and would ensure George only had eyes for her. Catherine Hepburn wears slacks just like these. Darling, they might be suitable for Americans, but they're not at all the done thing for nice young girls in England. I'm sure George would be shocked if he could see you. Why don't you put on your navy polka dot dress?
Far more suitable.
While it was framed as a question, Iris had no doubt her mother meant it as a command. She had looked forward to seeing George's admiration when he saw her in her latest creation, though, so she tried again. I don't really have time to change. Letitia waved away her objection. He'll expect you to be a few minutes late. You don't want to look too keen. He should be the one doing the chasing. Iris gave up and raced back upstairs to her bedroom. At least when she was married, she would no longer be under her mother's thumb, and she was determined that today was the day she persuaded George to propose. She took off the trousers and pale blue ribbed sweater and stowed them carefully in the wardrobe, giving the trousers a regretful stroke before pulling out her polka dot dress. They had displayed her elegant, willowy figure to perfection, and the blue of the sweater had matched her eyes. Wearing a dress also meant wearing stockings. Thankfully, last week's announcement introducing clothes rationing hadn't caught Iris as unprepared as it seemed to have caught most women. She had a good supply of silk stockings, and as long as she treated them with care, she was confident she could make them last. A keen dressmaker, she had lavished her generous allowance on fabrics that caught her eye on her regular shopping trips, and the large antique chest where she stored them was now so full the lid didn't close. While other women might be lamenting the impossibility of making their clothes coupons stretch, Iris would have no trouble making new outfits even if the war lasted a decade. When she dashed downstairs a few minutes later, she found Letitia still there. Her mother looked her up and down and gave an approving nod. That's better. Much more suitable for the future mistress of Sherbrooke Manor. George comes from an old family, remember? He won't want a wife who dresses like she's from new money.
But we're not new money, Mummy.
George knows that. Their family had lived in Tredick Place in this leafy valley in the Chiltern Hills for 400 years. Iris had dropped that into conversation soon after they had met, ensuring her suitability as his wife was clear from the start. Even so, you want to show him you will make the perfect wife and will uphold the standards expected of a member of the Silverwood family. Her mother was right. Iris reflected as she set out on the mile-long walk to West Wickham. George was in the RAF, attached to Bomber Command at RAF High Wycombe, and didn't get much time off, poor dear. Iris was forever suggesting times when they could meet, but he wasn't often free.